Hi, welcome to Two Non Doctors. I'm Liz Mealy.
I'm Maria Shahada.
How you doing, Cupcake?
I feel stressed and behind and everything, like so.
Too. What are you
Yeah.
doing all the time?
Exactly. I'm just like I feel like I'm being like dragged by a truck, like I'm dragging behind on a string or something, like or a horse. Whatever. I'm not on the truck or the horse. I'm being dragged behind it. And I'm like, I can't catch up. Yeah.
At no point have you been on top of this horse or on the truck.
Well, there was a point where I was like, not only was I on the horse, it wasn't moving, and you're like, come on, life. And now it's
I firmly remember being extremely sad and like the truest definition of bored, like little kid bored during the pandemic, and being like just kind of like angry and restless. And I remember telling myself, someday I'll be busy and I will miss having nothing on my schedule. And how many adults, you know what I mean? Like the pandemic was awful for every single reason you can imagine. But how often as adults do you not have anything on your schedule? And keep in mind, I'm an adult without a husband, I'm an adult without kids, I'm an adult that didn't have a job. You know what I mean? And I was, I liked my career. I was happy with my career. It was moving in a direction that I wanted. And it was like a hard stop. And it was unpleasurable on that sense. But I remember being like, just enjoy not having anything on the schedule. And I've been so overwhelmed. And that same kind of like, why am I always chasing this bus? Like, why am I never at the bus on time? Like, I just feel, I mean, you can't, it's out of just papers and stuff and pie. I'm in a hotel room.
Where are
Like,
you?
I'm in Minneapolis.
Okay.
But,
Nice.
like, yeah.
Nice couch.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. It is borrowed. But I feel like a mad scientist. We aren't doing anything all that important. So I can't even imagine how the important people feel.
I know. I feel like when I waited tables and I couldn't get on top of everything I needed to get for all the tables and just how behind I got and stressed it was. It's a horrible, horrible feeling. And that's how I feel right now. And yeah, I'm not doing anything important. I don't have kids. There's nothing. It's just me and my stuff and I can't get on top of it. But whatever. I'm late to the podcast, but I made it and
You did it. You
we're
did it.
here.
And again, not important. Nothing we do is important. Like
Nothing.
that's whenever I'm stressed out of my mind, I'm like, it's not important.
That's the worst part. It's like my like I,
Nothing's important.
nothing matters. Nothing that we do matters. And it's like my brain tries to tell me that. It's like just relax. What's the worst that's gonna happen? But no, I'm still. I remember being in New York and like when I lived there, and even if I had no place to go, I would still walk around really stressed. Like, come on, people, walk, you know?
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. I've realized I think I'm hot when I'm pissed.
Yeah, actually, that was something that was like a real, when you start to like pay attention to your body, like I actually can tell when I'm about to be furious because it's like a wave of like heat.
No, I think
Like,
I'm attractive when I'm angry.
oh, completely the opposite definition. Please tell me about your hot
Because
angriness.
I remember trying to, I told you, like, I was trying to, like, catch a plane. I think I was going to Dubai or something, but I was running. It was raining. My hair was wet. The train was late, so I was late. Like, everything was going wrong that morning, and it was like 7 in the morning. And I was finally waiting for the train, and I was like panting, and I was pissed off. I was so angry. And then I see this guy at the corner of my eye walking up to me, and I'm like, "What the fuck is this?" And he's just looking at me, like waiting for me to acknowledge him. Like his face is like open and wait. And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Do you have a boyfriend?" And I was like, "Are you fucking joking? Are you serious? It's 7 in the morning. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not even in that headspace. Like, you're not. You know, it's not like it was like." evening time, everyone's going out, you're feeling kind of sexy, and then you're just like looking around like, who's around? Like, I'm not anywhere near that headspace. No one is.
Also, the gumption of this guy to be like, you know, the best place to hit on women is one of the most stressful places in the world.
And underground, therefore, where she can't run.
Yeah.
And then I was at a grocery store yesterday, and I'm just fuming about something. And what I was fuming about is, doesn't really matter, but I'm staring at the olive oils.
I'm thinking it has something to do with olive oil.
But it doesn't. It has nothing to do with olive oils. But, like, you know, when you're just so angry, and then you're just like, I was standing and staring because I was lost in my thoughts about how mad I was. And then a guy next to me, like, I didn't even register him. And then he was like, excuse me, can I just say, I love it. He's like early 20s. And like, I loved how gentlemanly he got. May I just say, I think you're very beautiful, if I do say so myself.
This is an English accent, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. Even better. Even better.
And I was like, it just kind of like
a lady
slowly turned, and I was like, thanks. And then I went back to fuming. And then he goes, are you seeing someone? I'm like, what? Like, I was like, yes, I have been for 5 years. And he goes, is it going well? I'm like, yes, it's going well. Will you go away?
Dude. Okay. First and foremost, let me see your pissed off face.
I'm so happy to see you. I can't do, hold on. But like, let me think about like what made me mad. Like,
get back in that place.
No, I can't do it. I'm acting. No,
it's constipated. That's not it.
I know Danny's gonna use that.
Yeah, for sure. That's gonna be the thumbnail.
God damn it, Danny.
man. So, this is a great realization. I think you should use this. Also, this kind of makes sense for like, you know how like traditional like runway models or like models on like Vogue always look like someone just stole the last croissant. Like, they just have this like vibe of someone just pissed them off and then they took a picture, and that's what beautiful is. So either one, we're trained that pissed off women are beautiful, and think of it, we're always kind of pissed off. If you're a woman in this world, you're always a little pissed off. But also, if I'm being honest, I do feel prettier when I'm not smiling. Like, I do a lot of like, not like frowning or angry, but I do a lot of like, Emmy does it too. Like, she does this kind of plain face. And I was like, oh, I like that. Cause we have the same face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm gonna take that face. I like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I know that all girls get hit on all the time about everything. Like, I just know that that's the case. I just have found that when I'm not paying any attention to my surroundings and I'm really super angry, for some reason, guys are like, green light. this is the time.
But maybe it's like when people are allergic to cats or hate cats, and the cats are like, oh, you know what I mean? You're my best friend. Like, maybe it's the same law of attraction, because like, I'm talking to one girlfriend right now, and she is getting back into dating, and she's trying to do it better, right? Like, she wants a long-term partner, and she is somebody that is like she's very much like, are you going to be the person I fall in love with? How about you? Am I going to fall in love with you? And she doesn't like that about herself, but in general, the people that attracts is never who she wants. As opposed to, think about the advice they give anybody dating, which is like, go live your life, go live your best life, go do your thing. And, you know, be out there, but at the same time, you know, like, people feel desperation.
Yeah. They always say like, it'll happen when you're not looking for it. And like, you have to truly not be. And I think people just love it when you, it's like, you not even, not only do you want nothing to do with them, you just don't even know they exist. And they're like, oh my God, that's so hot.
But isn't that crazy that like, it's not even just like, I have a boyfriend, I'm not paying attention. It's like, I have a boyfriend and I'm trying not to murder someone right now. And people are like, how are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like I almost feel like our dating advice to people is just like, just have a bad day and then leave. Because when I have a bad day, I don't want to leave the house.
No, I know. Yeah, have a bad day and leave the house. Yeah, that's better of dating advice. Because like, I was going to say it's similar to the dating advice at the beginning of Swingers. He was like, well, she won't come back until you've truly forgotten about her, you know? And it's like you won't attract someone until you're truly not looking, which is hard advice because you can't just turn that off if you really are looking. But yeah, have a bad day and go out. See what happens.
Which is, I mean, completely counterintuitive to how I am. When I was like trying to date, my biggest thing was like put on a skirt and leave the house. Like just leave the house. Because if you're being, I think every, I mean, I'm very much a homebody, and I am leaving the house all the time, but I'm leaving the house in the sense that I'm out for work and I'm in like focus mode. You know what's funny, actually? The last time I was in Minneapolis was in October, and I was doing this this kind of showcase thing. It was called Crash and Burn, where you do 20 new minutes on a Wednesday and then you work on that 20 minutes and you have it polished by the end of the week. It was super fun. I genuinely loved it. But I mean, four different men were like, how's it going? And I was like, is Minneapolis known for being friendly? Like I couldn't figure it out. And then one woman said the same thing. And I was like, I think it's friendly. But I spent like the whole week being like, do I look exceptionally hot this week? Because I'm working on, like, I'm truly focused. Like I'm at like summer camp, like work focus mode.
People in the zone are hot.
Yeah, I guess.
If somebody's like truly working on something they're passionate about and you catch it, it is an attractive quality. It's like they're just like in them. They're just engulfed in what they're doing. I don't know.
I don't know. And then somebody looks over and I'm writing jokes about my cat. I don't know. There's something about, I've put down our lives many times this podcast, but like at the same time, there is something very silly about like, I don't know, what I'm focusing on is just of no importance whatsoever.
Yeah.
At least olive oil looked like you were going to make like a really angry dish. Remember when I was, this was years ago. It's one of my favorite memories is I was making you eggs, but I was like ranting about something. Like I was just so fucking mad and I was ranting the whole time. And then I like threw the plates down. I was like, these were made with hate.
Yeah. Most delicious
so
eggs
your
ever.
Hate eggs.
Huh?
No, I didn't hear what you said.
I said most delicious eggs ever.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Well, congrats on finding out when you're hottest.
Yeah, thank you.
It's going to be hard for you to recreate that every time you go out for like an event.
It really doesn't take much for me to be angry, but but I'm also like in a relationship, so it doesn't matter. But it was an interesting thing to find out. I'm like, when I feel like at like my angriest, it's like suddenly someone just like appears in my peripheral, like you're hot.
Congratulations.
No, humble brag.
Yeah, I love your humble brags. Done no timing of this episode.
Oh, that's okay. We've been going for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but let's get right into plugs. Plugs. We're plugging. I have a special. It's out. You should watch it. It's called Murder Sheets. It's free on YouTube. I am touring. We are touring. When this comes out, I'm going to be in Hartford and Providence that week. And then in like a week after that, week or so after that, we'll be in Europe. We just added Munich, which is very exciting. This is a mostly Germany tour and it was unintentional.
Yeah. Yes.
But
just call it a German tour plus some.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Germany tour plus other places around it. But we are in every city you can imagine. I'm going to list them as fast as possible. Are you ready? Edinburgh, Dublin, London, Berlin, Frankfurt, Heidelberg, Luxembourg, Paris, Karlsruhe. I don't know how to say Karlsruhe. I don't know how to say it. But it's in Germany. You know it. If you're from Germany, you know where it is. Brussels, Amsterdam, Geneva, Zurich, Munich, and then I'll be in Istanbul. Oh, which was the city?
I'm not doing Heidelberg, I think.
Heidelberg. Okay.
That's when I'll be in Wiesbaden.
Yeah. So the only ones Maria is not going to be there for is Heidelberg and Istanbul. But everything else, it's Europeans taking on Europe.
Yeah.
But all that stuff, all those tickets are at lizmealy.com. A bunch of other cities added. I added Cleveland and Pittsburgh for in the fall. But all my dates are at lizmealy.com. Maria.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, I think I'll be on my last two nights at the Duke of York's Theater opening for Jonathan Pye. Shows have been fun so far.
Say, you feel good about it?
Yeah. The opening night was a little tough for some reason. It was okay. It went well. It just wasn't like, am I just used to comedy club audiences? It was a little tough. But then the second night was really like a lot better. So hopefully they keep getting better. But they have been fun and I've really enjoyed it. And breathe. Okay. And then I'm doing my, I don't know why I'm just talking about the shows. I'm like, what else am I doing? The work in progress at the Bill Murray on May 2nd, if you're in London. And then, you know, the tour in May. And other than that, I don't really have anything lined up. So we'll see.
We're doing it.
Things yeah.
happening. One day at a time. It's happening.
Damn right.
But yeah, check us out live and follow us on the interwebs. I always start this and I don't know.
All right, let's do it. Okay. Instagram at 2NonDRS, the number 2NonDRS. Twitter, YouTube, Gmail is at 2NonDoctors. It's the number 2NonDoctors. And follow me on Instagram at Maria Shahada and at Liz Mealy.
Yeah. And then our Patreon, it's popping. You guys are awesome. We very much appreciate you. It's patreon.com/2NonDoctors. That's 2NonDoctors. And yeah.
I wanted to do a, I wanted to read a YouTube comment that I like.
Okay, this is on our New York State of Mind episode. And this is from...
Because my hair, I was having a good hair day because I was like, my hair is always good in New York. And then we were talking about like how to ship water to London.
Yes. Okay. Yes. This is when you were staying with me. Okay. This is from at Chris Carmura. Carmura. Sorry. I got nothing. I'm not the person to read anything. All right. It says New York water is allegedly better because the water draws copepods, tiny crustaceans in with the water so that when, I don't think this is me. Structurally, no offense, Chris. So when you could with it, there is a certain density of protein added.
I think he means cook.
Okay. So when you cook with it, there's a certain density of protein added. One could just raise copepods, copepods, elsewhere in similar conditions instead of shipping the water. Interesting. I want to see.
That's the basis for a new sci-fi movie.
yeah.
Like
yeah,
start
yeah.
raining copepods so you have a good hair day, but then they grow too big, and then it's just like there's like just one coming up in the background of this podcast, and it's just like I'm like,
like, did you get another cat? And it's just like the copepods.
No.
Chris, I've never heard this theory before.
Me either.
I forget. What is, I will say this, as somebody that's, you know, constantly traveling, I hate LA water. I hate it. And so it's like when they talk about like, you know, the bagels and the pizza and everything isn't as good in LA. I mean, I can't eat that stuff anyway, but it's just like, there's a part of me that's just like, and everybody says it's in the water. It's like, sure. But like the water's gross. Like, I don't forget what water does to cooking. It's gross to drink. Like, I feel dehydrated. And, like, I'm in Minneapolis, and I don't feel that way about Minneapolis. On the other spectrum of it, I want to know why LA water is disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. I don't really think I noticed that when I lived there, but I believe you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for supporting. Absolutely disgusting. That's so cool. All right. We're going to now have to Google
copepods.
Yeah. That's fascinating. Okay, you ready to get into Let's Get Personal?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. What did I text you? What did I say we should do?
You said what instantly makes your day better, I think.
Yeah. Okay, what's one thing? I'm not going to do one. What's one thing that can instantly make your day better?
Canceled plans. I feel like if this
across the screen, canceled plans.
Yeah, I feel like if this were Family Feud, Yeah, it would be like, yeah, everybody would be clapping and be like, good answer, good answer.
Be like, bum, 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 number one.
Yeah. I fucking love canceled plans. And like, no matter, even if I was looking forward to it, if they were like, can we postpone? Yeah, we can postpone. You want to do this? Yes, we can do this later. Yes, I'm happy to do nothing for the next hour. I don't know if I'm like, I don't know what it is, but I, just being able to relax and stay home. If they told me the show was canceled tonight, I'd be like, that is the best fucking news of my entire life. But I, yeah, even when I do it, like if I cancel yoga and I know because it's class pass that I'm going to have to pay for the canceled class, it's still like, oh man, I'm so happy right now.
What do you think that is? Do you think that's like feeling overwhelmed and not having enough like you time? Is it feeling?
Yeah, but pressure? I worry because that's what I thought it was. Sorry, what was the other option?
No. Like, you never wanted to do the plan to begin with. Like, I feel like there's so many like layers to why a canceled plan feels good. Because like, if you did something because you felt obligated and then they cancel, it's like, fucking yeah. Like, I didn't want to do that.
Yeah,
in the first place.
No, but I'm saying like, even stuff I want to do, if it gets canceled, it makes me happy. But I think it is that I don't have enough you time, me time. The only problem I'm worried about is that it will never be enough. I'm like, how much me time do I need exactly?
Yeah,
because it feels like there's no way to
say.
Had
a pandemic
that.
And it was all canceled.
I
plans.
Swear to God, you said you were bored during the pandemic. I was never, never bored. I was happy, and like, I mean, I know it was a terrible time for a lot of people, but it was like I got to slow down, and then like Johnny was miserable. I was like having the time of my life, but I was like, that was 4 years or something. And I'm like, it was not enough. I need more me time. Like, do I?
I don't think I realize how much of a homebody you are as somebody that is also a homebody. Like, I'm a homebody fighting it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm constantly never home, right?
Yeah.
When I am home, I feel like I'm playing catch up with like, well, things I have to do there, as well as like seeing friends and stuff. So it's just like, I feel like I'm like a homebody that's living their worst life.
Yeah.
But like, okay, so canceled plans is like, it'll change your whole outlook on the day.
Yeah. And then like getting into sweatpants and just like turning on the TV. Another thing is I could just be addicted to TV. I don't know, but that's like just, oh, sorry, just thinking about it. Canceling plans, putting on sweatpants, ordering takeout, and watching TV. Holy
even
shit.
Podcast, you're just like,
what am I even doing? Bye.
Yeah. It's so funny because as you describe it, I see you as like a little kid that your parents are like, snow day, and you're like,
yes.
Hell yeah.
Snow day. It's exactly
blanky.
It. Snow day, that feeling of snow day is exactly how I feel. Yes.
And
did
like,
you remember
you don't
listening to the
feel
radio
bad,
when
you're
you
not.
were little? I don't know how, I don't know, like, yeah, you're not that much younger than I am, but like you'd listen to the radio and then you'd hear your school called and you're like, yes, yeah. And you'd immediately run outside
But
and
you
play
know
with
what?
all your friends.
Yeah, unfortunately, my dad would have a snow day. Even if we had a 2 hour delay, let alone a complete day off, my dad always had a list of chores we had to do.
Dude,
So it was never,
fuck.
yeah, dude, it was never, I don't, and it probably explains a lot about my personality that like, even when plans, I'm like, all right, my plans are canceled. I have other things I should be doing. Like, I don't actually know how to relax. Like when you told me like they're like you can't wait, like you might be addicted to TV, all I could think is like, I don't even know what to watch right now. Somebody asked me what I'm watching right now and I felt embarrassed to say nothing.
Well, no, I think you should be very proud of yourself. But I also consider watching TV research for my own career. So like, I'm like, I've tricked myself into believing that it's productive. But
it's just like you're cuddled, borderline sleeping, and you're like, I'm studying.
I'm so
I'm
productive right now. I've
I'm
really had
reading
to
people.
learn to not give myself shit for those moments, though, because it's
Yeah.
like you said, it's like we can, because we have no, there's no boundaries with what we do. So if we don't carve that time out for ourselves, we'll never have it.
There really is no boundaries. I was realizing that more and more. Like, I was in LA and my family was there. And like any downtime, I was on my phone just trying to get ahead of like half the work I have to do. Like I think emails is the quickest way to ruin my day. I'll tell you that much. Like, just a new email, and especially if it's not like a yes or no answer, I'm just like, oh no, oh no, I don't want this email. I don't want to answer this. I don't want to do.
God. What? Well, so what's the thing that will instantly make your day better?
Okay. It's a few things. I would say, like, one is like because we're freelance and when money is coming and like if I have something that's open, like let's say like right now, I mean, July is always a dead month, but let's say there's nothing inside July right now. If I got an email that's like, you're booked, this is the money, can you do it? And I'm open, I'm like, da 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 da. Like I get so, and it's a yes or no, right? It's a yes or no email, right?
Yeah.
So I like booked work that I want to do at a time that is helpful, truly, like I get really excited. Any kind of work stuff that I want to do, I think always puts me in a good mood. But honestly, the same level of like got a job that I'm excited about and like a sugary beverage, like an unexpected sugary beverage, you know, like there's some planned sugary beverages where it's just like, I'm going to go get myself this latte because I need to get this thing done. But, you know, I think my brother stopped by. He had to drop something off. This was like a couple weeks ago. And he was like, you want to get a cup of coffee? And I was like, do I? Like, it was like, truly, like it was, because I think what we're both hearing from both of us is we don't allow ourselves non-guilty breaks. And when someone gives you that allowance, like truly like, oh, well, I can't do it because it's canceled or it's snowing outside or there's a pandemic. Like, I just can't, I can't, I want to, but I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I think I feel so much guilt when I'm not working and I am so more than ever overwhelmed that even just like a 15-minute go walk and get coffee break is like equal parts exciting to have the break and also like, God, I love a sugary beverage, a caffeinated sugary beverage. Beverages really are like half my happiness. I don't think I realized it.
Yeah. Yeah, you really do love a good like bubble tea or something.
Bubble tea. I love regular tea. I love coffee. I mean, all this stuff is the sugary version of it. There's no, like...
It's really just the sugar.
I like sugar. I think it's just... I love sugar.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be better.
I know, me too. I've been cutting out extra sugar. So it's like, if something already contains sugar that I'm eating, then fine. But I'm not going to, like... Like, I mean, something savory that contains sugar. I'm not reading ingredient lists for sugar content, but I'm not getting candy bars and bubble tea right now. Like, I'm trying to cut all that out. Oh, it just sucks because it's like I have no vice. And like after the show yesterday, I just wanted some sort of release, you know, because your nerves are so high. And then you're like, that was like, it's over. And it's just like, I just wanted to celebrate with a vape or a drink or a candy bar or something. I need something. And I was like, all I had was like water and like a bag of nuts. I was so angry, you know, it's like, I just need something. But I don't know why.
Because I do think that's almost the same way, like post show, you need something to help come. Because like me finishing the show is what kind of takes me down. But but work, I can't seem to let go of like the admin part of this.
Yeah.
Like that's what I need is that like I'm sitting at my computer just like tense, just like crazy. And then like, hey, do you want a cup of coffee? Oh, yeah, I do. Like it really is like. Like it puts me back into the real world and like allows me to have a break. But like, I forget to eat all the time. I like yesterday I had a headache and it wasn't until I went to my show that I realized I ate almost nothing yesterday. And it was just because I flew and then I had to shower and then I had a bunch of emails to write. And then next thing you know, I had my show and I was like, oh, I haven't eaten all day. And of course, as soon as I ate, I felt better. And it's like, God damn it, Liz.
I don't know that I've ever forgotten to eat. Like forgetting a child or something. Like what?
I've forgotten all of them.
You had five siblings. Now it's four. You lost one once.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I guess I see. I think it's the truest definition, and maybe society does that too, is like it's the truest definition of a break. Also, my entire childhood, my mom loves coffee. My mom drinks coffee to go to bed. Like, my mom has like 6 cups of coffee. But like, I remember my mom very stressed and overwhelmed, again, with real stresses, and I have none of those. But she would sit at the kitchen table. We actually knew to leave her the fuck alone. She would sit at the kitchen table alone drinking a cup of coffee at night. And if you went up to her, she would be like, I just want 5 minutes of peace. I just want 5 minutes of peace. And you were just like, now as an adult, I'm like, oh, that's all she had. All she had was that cup of coffee while we were supposed to be in bed. And like, we would get out and we'd be like, Mom. And she's like, no. My mom also used to go around at 9 o'clock at night and be like, "It closing time is at 9. If you want water, if you want a bedtime story," like she would like do a little like walk around the house to be like, I'm checking out, like fucking whatever you need.
Yeah.
Nobody's allowed to go to the hospital.
I imagine motherhood is exactly like comedy in that there are no boundaries of time. Like you're always on. And she was like, no, I'm fucking done now.
Yeah.
So don't talk to me.
It's just a beeper, but the beeper is just us hanging on her limbs, being like, Mom, Mom, Mom. My poor mother. I don't actually know as an adult why she wants to hang out with us. We are some of her worst memories.
Well, you're different people now.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm still like, Mom, Mom. We were in LA together, and we loved playing cards. So we were playing like Skippo and Exploding Kittens or whatever, and truly so mean to each other. Like with Skippo, you can like kind of ruin the next person's turn. And the amount of times that I was like, "You whore, Mom! Why are you like this?" And then Evan was playing with us, and at some point he was like, "Terry, you just," I was like, "just say it." He's like, "You're a whore." And I was like, she is. Look what she's doing to you, Evan. That's so, like, the amount of times we've called my mom a whore because of it. And she's just smiling. She's like, "I am." She wins all the time. She's like, "I am." Ruining your lives with Skippo. Fun memories. But yeah, this is good. I was very tired. I was very like, oh no. And this was a healing podcast.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah. Instantly makes my day better talking to Liz.
Bling. Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back next Tuesday. And we'll see you next week.
Yes. And thank you to our Patreons. Let's not forget them. Thank you so much for everyone who's been signing up for that. We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.